You're listening to the On Duty Podcast with Police Chief Herbert Blake.
The On Duty Podcast is a community outreach effort to offer crime prevention tips and to talk about issues of interest in our community. Thank you for a few minutes of your time. Scams aimed at stealing your Social Security benefits are on the rise. This is why being informed about the latest scams and knowing the signs of a scam can keep you from becoming a victim of the Social Security scam. One of the more common methods for this scam is the automated robocall, where scammers pretend to be representatives of the Social Security Administration. But these callers are actually crooks, thieves, trying to steal your benefits by persuading you to give them your personal and financial information. Listen to this call about a supposedly compromised Social Security number.
Your Social Security number with immediate effect. Due to this, all your social benefits will be canceled until further clearance. In case you feel this is due to an error, you may connect with legal cell of Social Security Administration. In order to connect with a Social Security Administration officer, press 1 now. In case we did not hear from you, your social will be blocked permanently. To connect with the officer now, press 1 and your will be automatically be connected with the concerned departments. We did not receive any input, dear citizen, in order to speak with Social Security personnel regarding your Social Security. Press 1 and this automated system will connect you with the officials. Press 1 now to connect.
That call and any call like it is 100% fake, a complete and total scam. You might also get a call from a phony representative saying that they've got good news for you, that magically you are now qualified for a cost of living increase to your Social Security benefits. And to get the extra money, all you have to do is verify your name, your date of birth, and your Social Security number. Don't do it. If these scammers get your Social Security number and your date of birth, they've got you in a very precarious way. They can hijack your account and divert your direct deposit benefits to their own. And when people do lose money to this scam, they lose a lot. The median individual reported loss in 2018 was $1,500, 4 times higher than the average loss for all other frauds. Scammers are hoping that people are not aware of their modes of operations. But to be clear, the real Social Security Administration does not suspend Social Security numbers. You will not get a call from the Social Security Administration unless you initiated the contact with them. The real Social Security Administration will not call you or send you an email threatening you with consequences such as an arrest, the loss of your benefits, or the suspension of your Social Security number if you don't provide a payment or personal information. And do not assume that the call is legitimate because it appears to come from the Social Security Administration. Scammers are using spoofing technology to manipulate caller IDs to make you believe you're getting a call from a legitimate government entity, but you're not. Social Security is the largest source of retirement income for most retirees. This is why the Social Security scam is a favorite for scammers. Victims have filed close to 80,000 reports about Social Security Administration imposters, with reported losses of $19 million within the past 12 months. Never give your Social Security number or other personal information to someone who contacts you by text, by email, or an automated phone call. Your Social Security number is not about to be suspended. Your bank account is not about to be seized. And remember, the real Social Security Administration will never threaten your benefits, tell you to wire money, to send cash, or to put money on a gift card. That's what scammers do. That is it for this episode of the On Duty Podcast. I'm Police Chief Herbert Blake. For updates and for more information about this podcast, visit our website, find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download the HPD mobile app.